This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. In a CBS News 60 Minutes exclusive, video is released of what appears to be Al-Qaeda operatives filming outside of the U.S. Capitol 2 years before the 9/11 attacks. 60 Minutes correspondent Cecilia Vega.
Video unsealed in federal court this week and obtained by 60 Minutes was recorded in the summer of 1999. The man behind the camera is Omar al-Bayoumi, who the FBI says was an operative of the Saudi intelligence service with close ties to two of the 9/11 hijackers.
Time is 6 p.m.
The video was filmed over several days. Bayoumi recorded entrances and exits of the Capitol, security posts, a model of the building, and nearby landmarks.
2 decades ago, the 9/11 Commission found that the terror group acted alone, but victims' families say that's not true, pointing to the video and other evidence as proof. They're suing Saudi Arabia. Parts of Texas are underwater after Tropical Storm Alberto, which weakened over northeast Mexico, killing 4 people. CBS's Dave Malkoff is in Corpus Christi.
With the tropical storm gone, the heat and humidity have returned here to Texas as well. The wind is still here. Part of the reason why we're still getting a lot of this storm surge pushing on shore, that means that a lot of people here in Corpus Christi will have to spend another night stranded in the flood.
Russia's Kaspersky software is being banned in the U.S.
Kaspersky Lab sells antivirus and cybersecurity products in the U.S., but the Biden administration is moving to ban its products, citing concerns that Kaspersky software could be used by the Russian government to gather data or install malware. The Department of Commerce is encouraging consumers to find alternatives. The ban is set to go into effect later this year. Willie James Inman, CBS News.
Kaspersky says it intends to pursue all legally available options to preserve its current operations and relationships. A recall of big SUVs from Toyota and Lexus. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
The curtain shield airbag on the driver's side may not deploy if the window is rolled down. Toyota has also temporarily stopped production of the vehicles as it works to come up with a fix for the problem.
Gestational diabetes is the most common medical pregnancy complication worldwide. In a new review published in The Lancet, authors call for testing it and treating it 14 weeks into pregnancy, much earlier than the current standard. Lead author David Simmons.
What we've now found is that early treatment of slightly high glucose early in pregnancy is associated with better pregnancy outcomes, that is, less complications.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You can be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
A 17-year-old is arrested in connection with last weekend's shooting at a festival near Austin, Texas, that left 2 dead and 14 injured. Reporter Chris Fox.
Round Rock, Texas Police Chief Alan Banks saying it's believed the 17-year-old arrested was at least one of the gunmen that opened fire at the Round Rock Juneteenth Festival Saturday night after a fight broke out between two groups. No word.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them a gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable. Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine is holding a free fashion show on Thursday, June 27th from 1 p.m. till 4 in the C Lobby, and you're invited. Come Come enjoy summer fashions featuring Mary's Unique Boutique with an array of extraordinary items from stylish and contemporary clothing to handcrafted jewelry. Don't get caught in out-of-date styles. Come shop with Mary and be the envy of all to see. See you at the fashion show on Thursday, June 27th at Fountain Hills Apartments from 1 to 4 in the C Lobby.
Track and he looks up, it is gone.
Turns around, watches it. It is gone.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The throw coming home. It is going to